president on the Pelosi attack. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. After voting early in his home state of Delaware Saturday, President Biden giving reporters his take on Republicans' reactions to the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in their home.
It's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen, that all the malarkey that's being put out there to undermine democracy.
The suspected attacker identified as 42-year-old David DePape. He faces attempted murder charges and other felony counts. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi expected to make a full recovery after surgery to repair a skull fracture. His right arm and hand were also seriously injured. Meanwhile, as the New York gubernatorial race tightens up, Republican candidate Representative Lee Zeldin, speaking at a rally in Hauppauge, New York, says that crime will be at the top of his list.
What I believe needs to get done as soon as we are sworn into office, we raise our hand, we take an oath, and for our first act, the first day that we are in office, we are going to tell the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg that he is going to be removed for his refusal to enforce the law.
Democratic opponent Governor Kathy Hochul leading Zeldin in the polls. A stampede at a Halloween party in Seoul, South Korea, killing at least 151 people and injuring at least 82 others. As many as 100,000, mostly teenagers and people in their 20s, attending the parade. A large mass of them became trapped and were crushed as the crowd rushed into a narrow alley. In college football, number one Georgia coming back from a 28-3 deficit to beat Florida 42-20. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
DHS is on high alert regarding election security. Fox's Jillian Turner has more.
The Secretary of Homeland Security is now warning that China, Iran, and Russia are all working overtime to try and hack the coming midterm elections, and that American voters across the nation need to be aware. In their crosshairs, he says, are voter registration databases. Earlier this month, the FBI released a bulletin seeking to reassure voters the elections are secure, but acknowledged the same threat Mayorkas is now highlighting. Quote, election systems that house voter registration information or manage non-voting election processes continue to be a target of interest for malicious threat actors. The FBI briefed GOP and Democratic State Party headquarters recently about the acute threat they face from Chinese hackers.
Tech stocks have been on a decline. Fox Business Network's Susan Lee reports.
It's been a brutal week for technology stocks. Worst week on record for Meta, formerly known as Facebook. Amazon saw its worst week since 2016. And that's because some of these report cards, some of these earnings, didn't match Wall Street expectations. $580 billion in value being wiped off the books during the depths in Thursday afternoon. And that's before Friday's slight rebound. Now, in terms of personal wealth, the tech billionaires also lost out. Mark Zuckerberg losing about $100 billion worth of his own value in the past 13 months.
The family of a 9-year-old boy says he is receiving treatment after falling on a needle during football practice in Roxbury, Massachusetts.
We've been asking the city to have ongoing maintenance and also police presence to ensure that the young people who use this park and the community itself doesn't have to be, you know, the nameless victims of what's going on around the city.
That's Domingos DeRosa, Boston Bengals Pop Warner coach, speaking on Fox and Friends Weekend. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.